Government confiscates homes and gives them to anyone who'll pay more taxes. Politicians purchase extensions to their careers using taxpayer money. Government detains indefinitely, without warrant or due process, anyone they decide to call an enemy. Is this America? It's time for a Libertarian in Congress. I'm Norm Olson, Libertarian candidate for Congress. I would appreciate your vote.
Understand. What was it? What was its goal and purpose?
Okay.
it's such a complicated thing, and you know it's very wide ranging and hard to sum up in a few words. But the war was not going well in Vietnam. After in the mid 1960s, there was a the president, the public president of Vietnam, Diem, was assassinated, and a succession of Buddhist generals took over the government there, and the Viet Cong kept making steady gains and getting more and more popular support, and the CIA felt that it had to wage a secret war against the secret government that was running the insurgency in Vietnam in order to win the war. They knew that the military alone, the American military, couldn't win the hearts and minds of the people, the Vietnamese people, who did not really want an American presence there, the majority of them. So they decided that the only way they could really win that war, and this is in the summer of 1967 when they made this decision, was to have a secret attack against the government that was organizing and managing the insurgency in South Vietnam. And they organized something called the Phoenix Program to go about doing this, to identify the people who were the leaders of the insurgency, and then to send hit teams out and special forces teams out to either kidnap them and bring them to interrogation centers, or to kill them and their families in the middle of the night. It was a wide-ranging informant network that they spread throughout South Vietnam. This, they hired Vietnamese policemen and soldiers, just like Americans do in Iraq now, to front this operation. But it was, I guess that's most important to understand about it, is that it was directed against civilians. People who were teachers by day, businessmen, businesswomen, students, whoever. These were civilians who were part of the secret government, and the CIA went out and put them in detention camps, put them in interrogation centers, and killed them, basically on the word of anonymous informants.
And would they use torture as a means of extracting information?
Well, yes, and the whole idea was to keep getting more and more people, because every time the CIA found a member of the secret government and brought him into an interrogation center or killed him, somebody else took their place. So it was a revolving door. They found they couldn't destroy this secret government, because every time they killed somebody or tortured somebody and got more information from them, they found out that other people were simply taking their place.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Doug Valentine, his book, The Phoenix Project. And this is a vitally important subject for you to understand. War is a terrible thing. And when you're in war and you are a soldier, your job is to win that war. No matter what it takes, you win the war. War is organized killing. The purpose of the military is to kill people and destroy things and to win the war. And so I'm sure that many of the people who were involved in this, and this was primarily a CIA operation, but they were there to win the war at whatever cost. Would that be a fair estimate of what it was about, Doug?
Absolutely it was, yes. It was a desperate situation, and it was a dirty war. So it even, in some ways, was a more horrible situation than anything that had the United States had involved in before. Most wars are fought with military forces against military forces. This was the United States fighting a counterinsurgency. The military wasn't prepared, didn't know how to do that. There were lots and lots of abuses. Regular average American soldiers found themselves in villages, in Vietnamese villages, looking for guerrillas, people who were farmers by day and soldiers by night. These were irregulars. They weren't uniformed soldiers, and the American soldiers who were in uniform would go into these villages, and they didn't know whether a particular woman or a man or even a child might be carrying a grenade or helping soldiers. And so there was lots of terrible things that happened.
Hey, Doug, are you on a cell phone or some sort of because you keep cutting in and out?
No, I'm sorry. I'm on a regular phone, but I can go to a different phone if that would help.
Would you mind? Because I think what you're saying is so vitally important.
Okay, I'll do that, yes.
Okay. And so basically, I mean, our soldiers are getting killed. Our soldiers are getting fragged. We've got to do something because we've got to win the war. After all, when you're in a war there, you're to win it. And, well, you know, if you have to take some excessive action, you take excessive action. I mean, you study the Civil War, you know, and when, of course, the North attacked, when the South attacked the North, they acted like gentlemen. I mean, they were all the way up into Pennsylvania, the Southern forces. They didn't burn the cities. They didn't harm the civilians. But when, of course, the North attacked the South, why, they burned the cities. They destroyed everything. They burned the entire South. Why? To break their will. And, of course, to defeat the enemy. And even though the South may have won every battle, why, the North had a lot more soldiers, and they could lose 3-1 and still win the war. And that's what war is about. That's why General Sherman had said war is hell. I mean, there's nothing dramatic about it. And people do not understand that when our leaders lead us into wars, especially unnecessary wars, and lie to get us in there for another agenda, what they're submitting our soldiers to. Doug, you back there?
Yes, I am. Is this any better?
Oh, that is so much better. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I was using my kitchen phone, and I didn't think it would be a problem.
Okay, well, please, but I really want our listeners to hear what you have to say. So here we have, then, the CIA's got this job. They've got to find this secret government that's out there. And they are quite willing to use torture. But we can't let the American people know that because we're supposed to be above that sort of thing. So you tell the story because you actually talked to many of the people who were involved in this, didn't you?
Oh, yes. One William Colby had signed off on the project, he introduced me to the CIA officers who ran the program. One of the first people I talked to was a man who actually created the program at the CIA station there. And I talked with the CIA officer who ran the Phoenix Directorate. So I talked with the very most senior CIA officers who ran and organized this program, all of whom were very proud of their service and thought that they were doing a wonderful thing because they were helping to win the war. I also approached the subject from the reality on the ground. I talked with sergeants and corporals who found themselves, military guys, young soldiers who found themselves dragged into this program in order to actually affect it in the field at the village level. Their experience was something completely different than that of the pinstriped gentlemen who were running it at the top. The soldiers at the ground level found themselves face to face with a really terrible reality, which is that they often had to kill women and children in order to affect this Phoenix program.
Now, why did they have to kill the women and children?
Well, there's a good example. Senator Bob Kerry from I believe he was Utah, is that correct?
I'm not certain, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, he was a Navy SEAL in Vietnam in 1969. And he was sent on a Phoenix program operation in a village called Tan Phong, him and seven other Navy SEALs. It was Kerry's second mission. They went into this village to get the person who was in the secret government, who was a district party chief. Vietnam was divided into regions, provinces, and then down to districts. Districts were like counties. And the secret government had a political officer in each one of these counties or districts who ran their operations. The CIA had identified this person, and they sent in these Navy SEALs. No Vietnamese involved in this operation. It was strictly an American CIA operation using Navy SEALs, led by Bob Kerry. They went into this village at midnight to get this district party chief. As they worked their way from a river, a tiny little river, into this village, people in the village woke up. A dog started barking. The SEALs didn't know if people in the village were armed. And when people started moving into the village, out and from their huts into the open, in order to protect themselves, they just opened up with their machine and their automatic rifles. And they ended up killing 20 people, women and children. They never got the district party chief. And they left. When they got home, when they got back to their base, Bob Kerry was given, they said he had killed 20 Viet Cong soldiers, and Bob Kerry was given a Bronze Star. The records were covered up so that nobody in the United States would ever know what had really happened. And that's what happened over and over and over again in Vietnam.
But of course, you can't criticize the soldiers. They're trying to protect their lives.
Well, yeah. On a certain level, you can't criticize them. And they, because they're young men and they think they're doing a very dangerous and important thing. They're trying to win this war in a way that's unconventional.
Sure.
At the same time, we all have individual responsibility. And we have to make decisions about what we're gonna do with our lives and how we're gonna lead those lives. And nonviolence is not such a bad idea. And if you decide you want to become a soldier, then you should realize you may end up doing things that you find hard to live with for the rest of your life.
And of course, you found that with many of the people you talked to, that
over and over again, grown men would break down in tears and explain to me how their experience in the Phoenix program had a terrible effect on their lives and how it had affected their relationship with their wives and their children, their ability to function in society, because they carried around these terrible demons with them.
And sometimes
so there's a very heavy price to pay, not just in terms of innocent people who die, but in terms of the people who affect this policy. And this, we see this happening in Iraq right now. Everybody knows nowadays a soldier who's in Iraq, and these guys are calling home on their cell phone, and they're telling their mothers, and their sweethearts and their brothers and their fathers. I want to come home. I don't want to be here. The Iraqis don't want Americans here. We're in the midst of a civil war like you were talking about in between the North and the South, and people don't want us here. They just want us out, and they're doing all sorts of, they're fighting an unconventional war like what was going on in Vietnam. They're setting up checkpoints around Iraqi cities. They're checking Iraqi civilian cars. They're acting like policemen, not soldiers. And all these things that are happening to our soldiers in Iraq right now are putting them in a very, very terrible situation.
Well,
logically.
Over in Vietnam, I know when we talked before, you told me that sometimes when they would actually go into a village and to kill the leader of the secret government, and they'd kill his family as well, just to create a state of terror.
Well, yeah, this is one of the really horrible things, and there are soldiers who will do these sorts of things. It's called psychological warfare, and it really is an awful thing, but it happens. And it can happen because people are trained to do this in the special forces. The U.S. Army Special Forces, Navy SEALs, they know that sometimes the only way you can win a war is to terrorize people. The United States did it in World War II with what was called the terror bombing of Japan, where Curtis LeMay, an Air Force general, Army Air Force general, actually firebombed Japanese cities. There was no reason to do it. There were no military targets in these cities, but they did it to terrify the Japanese people. The same with the atomic bomb. The atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, not because there were military targets there, but to terrorize the Japanese people into submission. The same thing happens on a very quiet basis through the CIA in unconventional warfare, and it involves the killing of innocent women and children in order to terrorize people from, make them afraid to join a secret government and organize themselves politically against the United States.
And yet they've concealed this story. I mean, because you've written about it, and yours is the classic book about it, and I know you've done a fair amount of radio work, and yet I don't think that the average individual has ever heard of the Phoenix Project.
No, and generally what they learn about is something that's glorified. In Lethal Weapon, that very famous movie with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, Mel Gibson plays a veteran of the Phoenix program, but it's not explained. All you know is that he's a little nutty. And this is sort of the impression that people have, is that, Steven Seagal was a Phoenix agent, and they are tough guys, and they did things that are really weird, but they're portrayed generally as heroic. And that's not the case at all. It's really something that's just horrible.
I mean, I've heard stories about them taking the Vietnamese up in helicopters and just pushing them out one at a time until finally somebody would tell the truth.
They call that the airborne interrogation. They would bring up a couple of people, even though they knew they were innocent, and they wanted to get at one particular individual, have one guy to talk, and they would just throw everybody else out in order to psychologically terrorize this person into talking.
But how could they be sure that he was going to tell them the truth?
Well, they don't care. At some point, it becomes a serial murder. It becomes that if you're going around, not you, obviously, I mean, if people are going around, soldiers are going around, and they're killing innocent women and children accidentally in firefights, well, they kind of get used to it sometimes. You get hard to it. And it becomes, you see refugees, you see people burned with napalm, you see all these terrible things, and after a while you get hard. And you can do these things easily after a while, and innocent life becomes no more important than guilty life. And in a situation like Vietnam, the Americans had a considered the Vietnamese inferior people. They didn't consider them to be full-fledged human beings like Anglo-Americans or African-Americans. They were taught to think of the Vietnamese as subhuman, just like in the War on Terror, Arabs and Muslims are being...
We'll be back in just a moment with that Valentine to talk about Operation Phoenix.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Doug Valentine. Before we go on, Doug, do you have a web page? I'm going to carry your book because I think it's such an important book. But you have a web page, or would like to tell people how they can get it through your publisher?
Yes, it's very simple. It's douglasvalentine.com.
Douglasvalentine.com. What will they find if they go to your website?
They'll find a little biography. They'll find a synopsis of each of my books, some of my articles, and a way to buy my books.
Okay. And do you have any articles up there on the Phoenix Project?
Yes, I do.
All right. I think this is so important because everything is done to try to keep the American people from understanding that, you know, really the reality of war and the terrible things that we force our people to do when they're there. Now, of course, you had the opportunity of talking to many of the people within the Central Intelligence Agency. Ordinarily, people from the CIA will not talk about what you know, what they've done. After all, one CIA, all the CIA, we got to keep it a secret. But how is it that you were able to get them to talk to you and tell you the truth about this terrible, horrible thing that had happened as a blight on any civilized society?
Well, I went and I talked with William Colby, who I talked with him in 1985 or 86. He was then retired from the CIA, but working as an international lawyer in a big law firm in Washington, D.C. I told him that I wanted to write this book about the Phoenix program, and I wasn't exactly upfront saying that I was going to be critical about it. I told him that I wasn't sure whether I was going to be critical or laudatory, that I would have to do the research and find out. And he thought it was in that I would be, that if all these CIA guys helped me, that I would naturally glorify them. So he asked, and because he had been a director of Central Intelligence, when he would call up a CIA officer and say, talk with this guy, this writer, Doug Valentine, they all felt that they didn't have to actually go to CIA headquarters and ask permission, because Colby had been a director of Central Intelligence and he could make those kind of decisions. So even though he was retired from the CIA, once you've been a director of the CIA, you kind of never lose that authority. So when he would call people up and say, yes, talk with Valentine, they would feel that they were, they had a kind of formal waiver of their secrecy oath. And they also thought that I was going to praise them for what they did.
And of course, they felt this was noble. They helped us win the war or whatever.
Yeah. But they were very disappointed when the book came out, because I really did emphasize this issue of personal responsibility over the idea that of my country right or wrong.
And of course, then you know, they justified what had happened and the killing and the torture and all of these things because it was necessary for the war.
Right, and they would oftentimes say, and this is something that Colby would say to me, is that my policy was that no innocent person should be hurt. And that was the policy, and we told everybody that this is what we wanted done. And that was the line that the newspapers and the magazines all and the TV shows all carried during the war. What American people have to understand is that, as the Vietnamese say, it's a long way to the tip of the tail. And that a policy statement is a very easy thing to make. The operational realities are often the exact opposite of that policy statement. And as a citizen, you have to really become informed, and you have to know when a politician is saying, this is my policy and this is what I intend, that maybe that is just, you know, whistling in the wind, and maybe they really know that once you have to get down to the operational realities of making things work, it could be completely different, and so you can't get seduced by these policy statements. You have to really know that they're often just a way of people shirking their responsibility.
Sort of like the president saying, we do not condone torture.
And then signing legislation that allows torture.
Sure.
So, you know, they contradict themselves, and these policy statements are a way for them to squirm out of responsibility.
Well, of course, you know, but as far as the fellow on the ground who actually had to carry out these programs and kill and torture people and throw them out of helicopters and all of the things, the terrible things you do in the war, but we had to win the war. Of course, you know, they didn't understand at the top, people like Henry Kissinger, who really was in charge of that war, as he is in charge of what's going on over in Iraq today, had an entirely different agenda. But for the guy, the soldier, the man who felt he was fighting for America, because, you know, if we didn't stop the communists in Vietnam, they were, you know, it was Australia, New Zealand, and San Francisco. I can remember the domino theory. Do you remember that, Doug?
Very well. And, of course, that was another, in a sense, broad policy statement, based on a big fiction. Just like perhaps this whole idea of a war on terror that lasts forever and is worldwide might be a little bit of an exaggeration, too.
Yeah, in fact, I'm reading the lead article in Foreign Affairs magazine, which is written for the elite, and the lead article last month's issue, was there really is no threat of terrorism here. The reason we haven't had an attack here in the United States is because Al-Qaeda is just about decimated. I mean, we've very efficiently destroyed the infrastructure of it. There is no threat in America, but first we've got to convince the people we have to stay in Baghdad, because it's better to fight those terrorists in Baghdad than on the streets of New York. And because we're fighting in Baghdad, why none of them have come to America to retaliate. And Chris,
it's also important to remember that this war has allowed, the war on terror and the war in Iraq have allowed the Bush administration to create some legislation that's going to last after the state of emergency is over, after the war on terror ends and after we get out of Iraq. We still have to live with what's been done here in the United States in the meantime. And one of those things, on October 17th, Bush, in a secret ceremony, signed a law, it's called the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, that allows the United States government to detain indefinitely, without any right to a trial, anybody now who not only is considered a terrorism suspect, but who disturbs the public order. And this is how, in a concocted, fabricated state of emergency, Americans lose their civil rights.
Sure.
Because we were afraid, and we allowed our representatives to go actually sign off on this legislation. We've now given up our very basic civil rights and
sure.
political rights. And not only now can some terrorism suspect be detained, but you, any American citizen, can be detained indefinitely without any right to a trial simply for disturbing the public order. And what that means is that anybody who would be demonstrating politically against the government can be detained.
Or even talking against the government.
Or even talking against
what
the government.
What the government is doing. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. If you have a question for for Doug Valentine, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. The war is hell. The trouble is that this whole war in Iraq and Afghanistan is being used to take away our freedom at home and to transform America. And anybody now who speaks out against the public order can be arrested. Probably most of you out there listening audience haven't heard of this John Warner. What was the specific title, the John Warner?
Well, it's one of those, the title goes on page after page, but I think it's called the John Warner Defense Authorization Act.
Right.
That may not be exactly right, but Warner's name is attached to it.
Right, and of course, basically, it is another draconian bill that they're passing in the name of preserving our freedom. And how are we going to preserve the freedom? We're going to silence any opposition to the state. What does this have to do with fighting for freedom overseas? We're not fighting for freedom overseas. We've established in Iraq a Muslim, a Shia, an Islamic dictatorship. Everything is under the mullahs. Every law that is adjudicated there will be under Shia law. Why are we telling the American people that the Constitution calls for a Muslim dictatorship, a Muslim socialist dictatorship where everything is regulated by the mullahs and by the state? We can't tell the American people that, because are we fighting for democracy? And at least that's what we're telling the people. And then what did we accomplish in Vietnam? Looking back on Vietnam, Doug, you know, certainly you've studied this. Why were we over there? Were we really fighting communism?
Well, maybe in the ideological sense we were. But war is, I think some famous philosopher said, the only alternative when diplomacy fails. And
Clausewitz, I think, is...
Yes, the United States actually had a chance, and after World War II, the Ho Chi Minh and the Vietnamese wanted to create a democracy there, but they wanted it to be a socialist democracy, and so the United States rejected that idea. And the French, who had colonies, a lot of colonial interests there, wanted to maintain their colonial status in Vietnam. And so there's a lot of evidence to point to the fact that the United States simply wanted to, after the French left, take over Vietnam as a sort of quasi-colony. You don't call them colonies anymore nowadays because it's not a politically correct term, but when a big country like the United States wants the strategic resources of a smaller country, oftentimes they colonize them, but in different ways nowadays.
Oh, we get them in debt to us. We get them head over heels in debt, and then we just control them.
That's right. There's more, in a sense, economically, the United States is able to do this. In Iraq, certainly, it was an invasion that allowed the United States to gain control in a military occupation, and to say it's anything less is distorting the truth. I mean, we invaded that country, and now we occupy them militarily, and we make sure that whoever is ruling there is doing so with our, you know, consent. Why we're there is probably has more to do with the need for an American military presence in that part of the world,
sure,
than for any other reason, in order to control strategic oil reserves. It certainly doesn't have anything to do with bringing democracy to that country or peace or liberation. I mean, it's since the United States invaded Iraq, there's been nothing but death and destruction and chaos and misery for those people, and there's no end in sight.
It is such a great tragedy, and where is the outcry from the, you know, the religious leaders of our country? I mean, they're all on the side of the war. And where is the outcry from the religious leaders about the torture? They're all behind the president, our Christian president. And I say that as an evangelical Christian, and I almost want to weep.
Well, and I agree. My father, who had been a prisoner of war in World War II, was a very religious man. He had been in a prisoner of war camp. He saw many, many horrible things, and it was his faith that gave him comfort because of having to deal with that horrible experience. So, So there really is a healing purpose for religion for soldiers and people who have found themselves in these situations, like Phoenix or the war in Iraq or in Afghanistan. Why don't the religious leaders try to prevent these things from happening, though, rather than just being there to catch the people who have suffered from it?
Well, when I see our religious leaders going across America saying, vote for the Republicans because we can't let all those immoral Democrats in power, and I say, you know, are the immoral Democrats who want to get out of the war any worse than the Republicans who want to continue this senseless war over there? I'm not saying it's going to be any better if we get the Democrats in, but at least the Democrats speak out against the war, and the Republicans to keep the money coming in from the Republican National Committee, support the war and vote for things like the John Warner Act that take away our freedom.
Well, that's right, and that bill wouldn't have passed without some Democratic support, although certainly the fact that both houses of Congress are Republican and have a Republican president doesn't do much for the system of checks and balances in this country.
Absolutely not. We've lost the checks and balances. The leaders of both political parties are marching to the same cadence and dream the same dream. Well, Doug, I want to thank you so very much for being with us, and we do have some other programs, and maybe we can call you again and get you back on again. Let's get your website out just one more time.
Okay, DouglasValentine.com, and you're very welcome. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. You're a great host.
Thanks so very much.
Okay, bye.
And our guest is Doug Valentine. His book, The Phoenix Program. And you say, why haven't I heard of it? Ladies and gentlemen, you're not supposed to hear about the Phoenix Program. And how did they hired a lot of course, of Vietnamese to go out and act as assassins. And, of course, they would cut off the ear of their victim and bring it in, and that's how they got paid. And I talked about with Colonel Bo Greitz about this. He was working in Special Forces, and part of this program of going out and killing civilians, didn't matter whether they were guilty or innocent, created terror in the hearts of the Vietnamese people. That's how we're going to win the war. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and you must understand war is hell. So why did we go into this war? Well, we went into war because of what happened on 9/11. What really happened on 9/11? Well, we have some great DVDs and videos. One of them is called A Terror Storm, and we recommend it to you. We have a video called 9/11, Press for the Truth. It's the story of the Jersey Girls. We have In Plain Sight, which is put out by the Power Hour. And then, of course, we have one put out by my good friend. It's a video, The Day That Changed the World Forever, by David Wegner. And I think it's important that you see these videos and understand we have not been told the truth. Building 7 came down as part of a controlled demolition. You can see the roof of the building begin to sag in the middle before the base of the building is destroyed. And what does that mean? Well, they have to, when they're taking the building down, they have to take out the central structure so the building will collapse inward rather than collapsing outward. And that's why how they get it to fall in its own shadow. And, of course, this was a characteristic controlled demolition. And even the 8,000-page report that the government put out to confuse you admits we don't know why Building 7 came down. But if you don't know why don't you consider there was a controlled demolition? Why? Because we can't let the American people know they left those 3,000 people there to die. Nobody ever asked why. Over the loudspeaker system in the South Tower, the people were repeatedly told to stay at their desk. When people tried to leave the building, they were ordered to go back in so as many as possible would die. And the only reason it wasn't 6,000 people who died was because the man in charge of counterterrorism or of security at Morgan Stanley raced up and down the aisles on the two or three floors Morgan Stanley had in the World Trade Center saying, "Get out! Get out!" And I think about 2,500 people from Morgan Stanley ignored what they were being told over the loudspeaker and escaped. Ladies and gentlemen, this is criminal activity, and the criminals have not been punished. And we need to get the truth out, and that's why you need to see these videos. You need to get my material. It's three pamphlets we have. Foreknowledge, 9/11. You need to get the book written by Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent, who quotes one of the key people in the CIA as saying, "When the dust finally settles, the American people will realize what happened on September 11th wasn't a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph." How could the death of 3,000 Americans be a triumph? Because it got us into the war in the Middle East. That was all about. The American people didn't want to go to war. Nobody wanted to go to war, except for this small group of very evil people who control our country. You want to read my August and September newsletters? They're posted up on the Internet. And, of course, if you don't have access to the Internet, we'll be glad to send you a copy of either one of those free. And we hope, though, that you'll subscribe to our newsletters. You'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You'll help us get the truth out, because the truth will set us free. And if we do not know the truth, if we don't get the truth to the American people, then we're going to live in a dictatorship, and we certainly deserve to. Because if you're not willing to fight for your freedom now when you can, there'll come a time when you'll not be able to. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause.